What follows for KHQN Radio is a dramatic reading by Prajapati Das of the story of Bhishma, adapted from the great Mahabharata.
One day, King Shantanu of Hastinapur, whose favorite pastime was hunting, was walking along the banks of the river Ganga in search of deer and bison. Suddenly, a beautiful maiden appeared in front of him. Shantanu fell in love with the maiden at first sight. O divine maiden, whoever you may be and wherever you may come from, I want to marry you. O king, I shall willingly become your wife, but on no account must you ask who I am or why I do what I do. And you must never speak an unkind word to me. The moment you do either, I shall leave you forever. So be it. Shantanu married the maiden, and they lived very happily together. But his wife behaved strangely. Each time a child was born to her, she drowned it. This is for your good. Shantanu was troubled. It saddens me to see each child of mine killed, yet I dare not question my beloved wife, lest I lose her altogether. However, when the eighth child was born, stop! Who are you, O wicked woman? How can you murder your own children? Alas, you have broken your promise. I am the goddess Ganga. This child shall be called Gangeya after me. I had to kill our first seven children to redeem them from a curse. The eighth child was to have been mine, and we could have lived together forever. But as you have broken your promise, I will have to leave you now. I shall take the child with me. And the goddess Ganga disappeared. Alas, I have lost both a divine wife and a glorious son, because I was impatient and wavered in my faith. But Shantanu did not let his personal sorrow affect his duties as a king. He continued ruling wisely and well. Our king's truly the wisest and noblest of men. It is indeed unfortunate that he has no heir. And so the years passed. Then one day, as Shantanu came once again to the banks of the Ganges, hunting deer, Ganga seemed subdued and restrained. I wonder why. And he saw a boy making a bridge of arrows. Shantanu was amazed. An extraordinary feat which only one with divine powers can perform. The boy was Gangeya, his son, but King Shantanu did not recognize him. Who could this godlike youth be? Gangeya knew who Shantanu was. My father is perplexed. I will play a trick on him. And he suddenly vanished before Shantanu's very gaze. At that moment, a thought suddenly struck Shantanu. Could he be my son, Gangeya? He called out imploringly to Ganga. Please show yourself and that marvelous youth. Isn't he mine? This is Gangeya, the eighth son I bore you. He is unsurpassed in wisdom and the use of weapons. He has earned the title Devavrata. Take him home and make him your heir. He is a mighty archer and has learnt all there is to know about the duties of a king. And Ganga vanished. Shantanu took Devavrata and returned home joyfully. When they reached his palace, he summoned all his kinsmen, the Pauravas, to him. Devavrata shall be the heir to my throne. The Pauravas, looking upon the godlike youth, admired him. Devavrata soon earned their love. In all branches of knowledge, both worldly and spiritual, his skill is unsurpassed. And their respect, too. His strength and energy are extraordinary. Shantanu was happy to have such a worthy son and heir, but still he felt lonely at times. At such moments, he took long walks alone along the banks of the Jamuna. On one such walk, oh, what a divine fragrance! Where is it from? Just then he saw a beautiful girl approaching.
Who are you?
I am Satyavati, the daughter of a fisherman.
What are you doing here?
I ferry passengers across the river in my boat. King Shantanu was overcome by a desire to make Satyavati his own and take her to his palace.
Her fragrant perfume shall fill my lonely hours. I shall go and ask her father for her hand.
He went to Satyavati's father.
I wish to take your daughter as my wife. O king, I can never obtain a husband for her equal to you, but I wish... What is it that you wish? Name it. That the son born unto my daughter shall reign after you. If you can promise me that, she is yours.
Shantanu was dismayed.
How can I disinherit my Devavrata?
He returned to the palace, his thoughts full of Satyavati.
And yet my life is meaningless if I cannot marry Satyavati.
At Hastinapur he passed his days lost in his longings. One day,
Father, why are you sad? You have everything a king can want, prosperity, loyal subjects, an heir. Shantanu was quick to answer. You are my only son, and you are an excellent archer, and welcome combats. Supposing you are slain, what will happen to the Bharat dynasty? It is that thought that worries me.
But Devavrata was too intelligent to be taken in by these words. I must find out what secret longings nags my father. So he went to an old minister who was devoted to his father.
Reverend sir, why does my father grieve so? He has set his heart on Satyavati, the fisherman's daughter.
Well, why doesn't he marry her? That should not be very difficult. The minister hesitated for a second, then.
Her father gives his consent only if Shantanu promises that her son will be his heir.
Devavrata, accompanied by a few elderly Pourava chiefs, went to Satyavati's father.
What is the objection to giving your daughter to my father? Oh, he has already an heir in you. What chances would my grandson have against you? He would be condemned to a life of subordination.
Upon hearing these words, Devavrata took an oath. I vow that the son born of your daughter shall reign as king. But the fisherman was not satisfied.
I have no doubt that you will keep your word, but what about the sons you may have?
Devavrata did not intend to go without winning Satyavati for his father. Chief of fishermen, I have given up my right to the throne. I now settle the matter of my children. And Devavrata took a terrible oath.
From this day, I vow to remain a brahmachari, a bachelor.
Hearing these words, the gods showered flowers on Devavrata.
He is Bhishma of the terrible oath. Bhishma, Bhishma, Bhishma. I give my daughter to your father.
Bhishma went to Satyavati. Mother, ascend this chariot and let us go home. At Hastinapur, Bhishma told Shantanu everything.
Son, for this I grant you a boon. You will die only when you wish to.
Shantanu married Satyavati and had two sons. The elder was killed in battle. When Shantanu died, Bhishma set the younger son, Vichitravirya, on the throne and ruled the kingdom for him.
One day, Bhishma approached Satyavati. The king of Kashi is holding a Svayambara for his three daughters. Vichitravirya has come of age. I would like to win them for him.
Go, Bhishma, with my blessings and my gratitude, win them for him. Bhishma went in a single chariot to Kashi and won the princesses, defeating all the rival kings who opposed him. He brought the princesses Amba, Ambika, and Ambalika to Satyavati. Luck was with you, my son. When the wedding was about to take place, Amba turned to Bhishma.
In my heart I had already chosen another. He too had accepted me. Knowing this, do what is right. Bhishma reflected upon what should be done, then decided, I give you permission to do as you choose. Vichitraviri was married to Ambika and Ambalika. Amba went back to her chosen lord, but
I no longer wish to marry you as you were carried away for another.
Amba was furious. Oh, Bhishma is the cause of all my suffering. I will destroy him. She went to Parashuram, the sage who hated Kshatriyas, and told him her tale. I beseech you, O Venerable One, slay Bhishma and avenge me. Parasaram, accompanied by Amba and other ascetics, went to Hastinapur, and Bhishma came to pay him all respects. What can I do for you, Venerable Sage?
You will marry Amba.
I cannot break my vow. Besides, she wanted to be free.
Then I will have to slay you.
Bhishma and Parashuram met each other in single combat and fought for 23 days. And Bhishma emerged the victor. Parashuram went to Amba.
I tried my best, but I failed. I advise you to forget your humiliation and seek Bhishma's protection.
I cannot. Amba performed severe penances for 12 years to win the grace of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva at last appeared before her.
What boon do you seek of me?
I wish to slay Bhishma. He has deprived me of my rights as a woman.
You shall do so.
But I am a mere woman. How shall I slay him who defeated the mighty Parashuram? You will be reborn as Shikhandi, the son of Drupad. And Shiva disappeared. Amba made a funeral pyre, lit it, and jumped into its flames. I cannot wait to destroy this body so that I may enter the new body that shall slay Bhishma. And as Shiva promised, she was reborn and became Shikhandi. Her sisters, in the meanwhile, had a son each, Dhritarashtra and Pandu, whose sons were the 100 Kauravas and 5 Pandavas, respectively. Bhishma supervised the upbringing of these cousins as he had done that of their parents.
Bhima always bullies us, and the elders take his side.
The childhood enmity continued in their adult life.
If the Pandavas want their share of the kingdom, let them fight for it. Give them what is theirs and avoid trouble.
But the Kauravas did not heed him. And war broke out between the Kauravas and the Pandavas, the great 18-day war of the Mahabharata. On the first day of the battle, the eldest Pandava came to Bhishma.
Venerable grandsire, we seek your blessings and your permission to begin the battle.
Bhishma loved both the Pandavas and the Kauravas, but he was duty-bound to fight on the side of the Kauravas. They were the sons of the reigning king, Dhritarashtra. For 9 days, Bhishma and the Kaurava armies fought relentlessly against the Pandava armies. Drupada's son, Shikhandin, was an ally of the Pandavas. On the 10th day of the battle, Arjuna the Pandava, shielding himself behind Shikhandin, attacked Bhishma.
Shikhandin was once a girl. I cannot attack him. The time draws near. I wish to die, but not at the hands of Shikhandin.
Then he felt the arrows that had pierced him deepest.
The fatal arrows are Arjuna's. I am ready.
And Bhishma fell. Both armies stopped fighting and crowded around their beloved grandsire. He was on a bed of arrows.
I need a support for my head.
Arjuna immediately placed 3 arrows under Bhishma's head.
Fine, a pillow befitting a warrior. Now I am thirsty.
At once Arjuna shot an arrow into the earth near Bhishma's head. Bhishma drank and was happy. The battle was resumed.
My soul will only depart at the auspicious moment I have chosen for it. I will lie here and wait.
The Pandavas won the war. Yudhishthir, the eldest of them, came to Bhishma for his blessings and his advice on the duties of a king. As Bhishma finished talking, It was the auspicious moment he had chosen for his death.
Thereupon that man, who spoke on different subjects with thousands of meanings, and who fought on thousands of battlefields and protected thousands of men, stopped speaking, and being completely free from all bondage, withdrew his mind from everything else and fixed his wide-open eyes upon the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who stood before him, four-handed, dressed in yellow garments that glittered and shined. Thus Bhishma Dev merged himself in the Supersoul, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with his mind, speech, sight, and actions, and thus he became silent, and his breathing stopped. Knowing that Bhishma had merged into the unlimited eternity of the Supreme Absolute, all present there became silent, like birds at the end of the day. Thereafter, both men and demigods sounded drums in honor, and the honest royal order commenced demonstrations of honor and respect, and from the sky fell showers of flowers.